talking now on our Coach's Corner program with West Hancock girls basketball coach Paul Sonius. And Coach, let's talk a little bit about this year's team. I know it's going to be a little bit of a different team this year. Talk a little bit about this team and what you're expecting out of this team this year.
Oh, I think we always expect to be at the top is what we want to be, and I think this will be a year of no difference. So yeah, we do have a lot of different faces this year. You know, gone are some of the ones that we've had for a while, it seems like, but we still have a couple there that are coming back. We got two starters coming back in Mallory Lear and Shelby Gopal. I think both those will be expected to be counted on as girls that know what is going on as they've been out there. We've got about four other seniors who I think can step up. They've played enough in the varsity a little bit as coming in as subs last year, and they also were have played quite a bit of JV also the last two or three years. So with those four seniors, and then we have a junior, Whitney Johnson, that'll help out. Those are the older upperclassmen that we're expecting to help us out. I think they'll be fine. We just finally got our first game in last night. That made a big difference just to get something other than playing against each other for the last 4 weeks. So I think that was a big key for us. A lot of learning to go on, having moved Mallory Lear to the point and everybody else still getting to be able to figure out what we're going to do. Besides those girls, we had about two or three freshmen that are, especially two, that are going to see a lot of playing time with us. And one other one might, because of the height that she has a little bit inside. So when you look at the makeup of our team, I look at playing 8 to 9 girls, maybe even 10 sometimes. We're going to try to be as fast as we have been in the past with the idea of being able to press and get after. And I think we'll have a good pressing team, and I really believe we'll have a good half-court man-to-man team.
Coach, as you mentioned, your first game, you were supposed to play against Lake Mills. That, unfortunately, did not happen due to weather on Tuesday night. So you get your first game in last night against Eagle Grove and are able to get past the Eagles 58-19.
Yeah, we just needed to get out and get some of the cobwebs out against somebody other than ourselves. I know we had played Algona 2 weeks ago. We took that more as a scrimmage to kind of see where we're at, see what was going on. Found some things we need to work on. I thought we did a lot better job last night. It was just good to get out and run, good to get out and play some half-court man-to-man. We tried everything. Once we got up in the first half, we went to you might have seen a few more people get in and out, and we also went to trying a few more works and different types of defenses, and we tried a few different offenses just to kind of see what we could do against somebody, like I said, other than ourselves. When you're playing yourselves all the time, you tend to do the same thing and you tend to guard the same person, and sometimes you got to get away from that. And so it was kind of nice to get out. We had some very good nights. We got some offensive rebounding from Shelby Gopal, and that's something that Shelby was doing well last year, and this year we expect the same thing to see from her. And so again, young freshman got a chance to get out and play against somebody and try to figure a few things out. And probably more than anything else, it was just nice to get Mallory out there at the point and give her a better chance to feel what she needs to do. And I thought she did a fabulous job. You know, she got out there and made some passes. And even with her, the rest of them have to still be able to get down the floor like they were. And I thought we did a pretty good job all around. Really need to work a little bit on her free throws yet. And I thought we did a better job of offensive rebounding than we did against Algona.
Coach, as you mentioned, it's nice to kind of get out and play against somebody else and find a victory, which is always nice. You guys like to win games. Got to be some momentum, though, as you guys are going to turn around and play again today. Just to know that this team can get out, can score, and can play good defense, as you guys like to do, just got to be a feel-good for the girls as well.
Oh, I think it was. You know, we'd like to got out Tuesday, you know, and got going against Lake Mills. You know, Lake Mills just, I think, a little bit higher up than Eagle Grove, but Eagle Grove's got some young girls. They've got a lot of developing yet to do. But I think one of the things about it was, like you said, just to get out. We know what's going to come our way tonight. It'll be a little different. They'll be a little bit more aggressive. They're going to be a little bit more in your face. And we've got to be able to handle that. We're hoping to be able to get after it, just like we did last year. We tried a few things. Last year they caught us by surprise with a couple of their girls. Now that I've seen them one time, and now the girls have played them one time, I think that will be a big help also. Last year we played them, we were the ones that were trying to thought we were be aggressive, in your face, playing defense, but they take that up just a notch. So what we have to do tonight is to take it up a notch, to join them and try to get after them the same way, and try to be a little more physical with them. So hopefully if we do that, it'll make the game close. And in my opinion, what I told my girls is we need to make sure that we give ourselves an opportunity in the fourth quarter to win that game, whether we're right in that game at the end or we're ahead. So we need to come in and give the intensity. And I think the biggest key about tonight compared to last night is we have to step it up a notch. And I think it'll be a good contest for us to get ourselves ready for the next coming games that we have next week, as we have some very big games next week.
And, Coach, you kind of alluded to it, but a big game for your team today as you guys will take on Estherville-Lincoln Central, the number one team in Class 3A, and, of course, some of their girls that were freshmen last year now, or younger girls last year now, got a year under their belt as well. So maybe going to be a little bit of a different Estherville team from last year, but still can probably take some things from last year and what they did, as you mentioned, to prepare for today. Right, Coach?
Yeah, they lost two very, very important girls in Tindall and Nitchell, and both of those two girls hurt us a little bit last year. But we do have to be able to try to figure out a way to stop the Stokeses and a girl that they have inside. So they don't really go more than 5'9", which I think is a benefit to us. I think if we – our only problem, and one of the problems that we'll have right now is having to go against girls that are about 6 foot and above. If we face some of those that can be a little bit stronger inside, I think that's going to give us some trouble. But on the other hand, I think right now what we have to do tonight is just come out. And, the one problem is, we've got some girls, even our older seniors, who, a little nervous about playing somebody that's going to be a little bit better. But we've played a couple of those teams. We played this scrimmage this fall. We went against Waterloo West over at Clear Lake, Spirit Lake, and Pocahontas. So we've been in against those teams, but it was just a scrimmage. And now, when you put it to a game, you've got to step it up a little bit higher. So I think it'll be good for us to have a game like this. Whether win or lose today, we've just got to go out and play with some intensity, get after it, and not let them push us around. And that's the big key, I think, that needs to happen.
And, Coach, next week you guys' schedule doesn't get much better for you, as you have some more really tough games, as you'll take on Garner Hayfield Ventura on Tuesday, Lake Mills makeup game on Thursday, and then you'll play Friday against North Union. A couple of really good teams there on your schedule, and it starts next week against Garner Hayfield Ventura with a new head coach this year. A little bit of a different look from that team. Just a lot of really good teams again this year in the top of Iowa West, Coach.
Oh yeah, I think the top of the Iowa West is one of the better conferences around. If you look at it, we have sent teams to state. Probably the last 10, 15 years, I think somebody's gone, or at least somebody's been down there, or even a couple have been down there. So I think we've definitely made ourselves a worthy conference of what we're doing, and especially this top of the Iowa West. We have some big time teams next week. We have to take on. We faced Garner this summer down there at one of our team camps. So we know that we've got a few girls there that we've got to take care of. And I know that Greta's going to be tough inside. So we've just got to be ready to get after them and make them have to play with us. And if you look at all three of those teams, they all have, at least in my opinion, one or two girls that you have to take care of. Lake Mills has Vanek, and North Union has a couple girls there that we have to be careful of too. So when you look at all three of those, and I'm sure they look at us the same way, I think if you can take care of at least two or three of the girls, I think it gives you an opportunity, or at least slow those two or three girls down. And that might be the big key right now, I think, in the, you know, the top of Iowa West, except for maybe Garrigan, which has a lot of their girls back. I think a lot of us others, we have two or three girls right now. It's going to be how fast the next two or three come along to give that team, you know, some scores in the fourth and fifth and sixth positions that you can't just leave alone totally. And whichever one of us finds that those girls out that are going to be a little more reliable, those are going to be the teams that are going to be in the top. They're probably going to be in the top three in the top of Iowa West.
Well, Coach, wish your team, the Eagles, the best of luck tonight and into next week against your games, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks. Thanks again, as always, for talking with us this morning, Coach.
Thank you. Have a good day.
That was West Hancock head girls basketball coach Paul Sonius.